I want a scholarship to BYU, a scholarship, $25. Well, that was supposed to be big time. And I earned my college money by raising stock show calves. Joyce and I both did this. This was an enterprise of my mother. She told my dad, now, I want you to save out a couple of calves when you send them to the mountains for the girls to raise. This'll work. I know it will. And he wasn't much for it. So the last two out of the corral, he held back. And our ag teacher, Smith Pete, was one of Dad's best friends. And he says, oh, I'll help the girls. They can belong to the 4-H club, and that way they can enter their animals in the show, and I'll show them what to do and so forth. So anyway, our first show, we went over to Richfield to the livestock show, and Smith Pete went with, come over, and he says, well, now, did you get them all washed? Oh, yes, we got them washed. He says, got to do it over. And so we had to literally scrub those animals from top to bottom with soap suds and clean their feet, and you had to shave their heads so that they would look fatter, and then you shaved right at the top of their tail where it connects to the body. That made them look fatter. And then you run a liner across their bodies when they were wet to make the hair go a certain direction. And then you took a curry comb and pulled up on it, and this make it curl. And that made them look fatter. Oh, he showed us all the ropes of how to do this. And girls, there we had to remove the manure from out under the animals, and we had to put the straw under them and so forth. Anyway, it was quite a new enterprise for us, but lo and behold, I got grand champion that very first show, and so that started us off. Then my dad was piqued up on the idea, and so he helped us choose animals each year. The only problem with it was is that that's the only time my dad ever got angry, and he had little tolerance for halter breaking the animals. He would catch them with a lariat, and they'd beller and holler, and he'd make sure they got haltered, and then you'd keep them tied to a tree till they calmed down, and then when it come time to shave them, he'd put them between the crotch of the two branches of a tree and shave their heads. So that's another thing I had to take over after my dad passed away, is shaving the heads. That's how I learned to give haircuts.